Can chapter 3 seems such a familiar verse, but in the Passion Translation it says, "For this is how much God loved the world. He gave His one and only unique Son as a gift." His Son is a gift. There is nothing that you can put in the offering basket, in your time, in your servanthood, servitude, that could ever match what He's already done. It's free. It's a done deal. Blessing is far greater than what we receive. I tried to quote that one time and said, "God loves the cheerful getter." There are three ways to give. You can give online, akbridgeofhope.com. There's boxes in the back, or you can check to Bridge of Hope. You have already been given free gifts. You can't buy anything. You can't sow a seed to me. To get
couple of weeks ago, he showed me that clock at 12:04. Ken said, "That's doors." And I'm like, "Lord, where are my doors? Where are these doors? What do these doors mean to me? Take me deep, Lord." Dwelling in His presence, I hear gates. Some gates are made for being rebuilt and closed, to keep the things out that are not supposed to come in. As we struggle and we listen to our hearts and we ask the Lord, bind these things. Stop this enemy. It seems to be we're coming up, it's raising the dead in this world. Stop it, Lord. Repair the gates in your heart and say no. And the Lord showed me gates. I kept getting this vision of Nehemiah going around, and first thing he rebuilt was the gates. And as the gates started being rebuilt, he knew that even the ugly ones, the dung gate, had to be built. And I kept seeing hinges. The gates were also opened up. And allowing the Lord to step in a deep, deep place, to renew my mind, to restore me, to make valuable that time spent in the quiet place, to speak, to hear, to know, and to rest. Rest has been here. We always say, my buddies, we go hunting, we say, God's got this. He's trying to restore the gates that need to be opened. The hinges are broke. Let the Lord come into places, in the quiet place. Let Him come into the secret place. Dwell in that resting place of time. He's revealing Himself all over this world today. There's a lot of ugly heads rising up and standing in the place where the Lord wants to stand and say, more than just, I got this. He says, I got you. I'm holding you. I'm building you. I'm strengthening you. Be that voice. Not just here with a microphone, but in every person you talk to. Every person out there is very, very, very hungry right now for the Lord. I'm amazed at some of the conversations God's given me with FedEx guys on the phone talking about the Bible. I'm not bragging. There's just so many open doors. And I encourage you to step into those open doors. The Lord is preparing the hearts of every one of us right now to rise up to a new place and hear Him and step into that place of rest where that peace is already established. And I remind you of the scripture. They went up into the upper room and they worshiped and sacrificed. And when they came out, they had unrelenting boldness to step into the places because of the presence of the Lord was so thick in that upper room that boldness, unrelenting boldness, rose up inside them. This is a door to open. This is a gate that needs repaired. Don't let the hinges squeak. Don't let it be hard to open. Open it and allow the Lord to speak to your heart.
Your head.
the deer pit for the water. That's Psalms 42, I believe. And there's another stanza in that chapter that, or that psalm that says, when can I go and meet with God? When can I go and meet with God? Right now. Right now. Don't wait. The gate is open. Jesus is the gate. Jesus is the Word. And guess what? The kids get to go learn about it. Experience. Walk through the gate. Ages 3 through 12, perhaps? So the kids, if you're ready to go, kids and teens, could we stand and greet one another, connect with one another?